Children growing up in North Carolina and other southern states have a higher likelihood of facing poverty than those living in other parts of the country. Stephanie Carson reports.
According to a study released from the Carsey Institute at the University of New Hampshire, 17% of children living below the Mason-Dixon line are living below the poverty line, compared to 13% in the Northeast. Statistics that don't surprise people like Patsy Dowling. She serves as the executive director of a Head Start program in Waynesville.
There tend to be lower wage earners in this area, lower wage jobs. You know, we're not in a, you know, highly populated urban area with, you know, lots of opportunities for high-paying jobs.
In addition to geography, family dynamics are a contributing factor. More households are headed by women in the South than any other part of the country. 38% of those single-parent families are living in poverty, in comparison to 7.5% of two-parent households. This is Stephanie Carson reporting.
From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.